Hello, this is Theo Brady, Executive Director of the National Council on Independent Living, bringing you another message, and this one I'm calling Something Should Be Said. Now, I know from the start that this message might not be a popular one, but still something should be said. Early in my career, working in this field, I learned something. It was very important to me to become an expert on certain topics. For example, when the ADA was enacted, I knew I had to become an expert on it, and I did, and it served me well in those early years. I remember learning this life lesson. I can't remember who taught it to me, but it goes like this. If you always want to be employed, become an expert on something. No one else wants to put the time in to learn. I have used this life lesson repeatedly on various topics, especially disability-related topics. Now be patient, I'm going somewhere with this. I am not the only person with a disability who has done this. Many of my colleagues with different types of disabilities have educated themselves, put in the hard work, and gained much expert knowledge on various subject matters. These are experts with disabilities who are called upon all across the nation to share their expertise. One could and should call them professional consultants. I started the O'Brady Consultant to take advantage of this body of knowledge that others didn't take the time to learn. This is one of the reasons I believe I am currently serving as Executive Director of NICL. Okay, here it goes. This is why I call this message Something Should Be Said. I am sure many of my colleagues with disabilities who are expert can relate to this. Why is it that we are called upon to share our expert knowledge, but no one wants to compensate us for it? Let me say that again. Why is it that we are called upon to share our expert knowledge, but no one wants to compensate us for it? We are frequently approached by federal agencies, state agencies, major corporations, nonprofits to lend our voices, deliver presentations, provide training, participate on panels, all without compensation. Meanwhile, these same entities readily shell out substantial sums to consultants without disabilities, expecting and accepting their fees. I suppose the rationale of this inequity, because that's what it is that our participation signifies inclusivity, and we should be content with merely being invited. But isn't fair compensation a fundamental aspect of inclusion, too? It's time for the discrepancy to be addressed. Something should indeed be said. This is Theo Brady, Executive Director of NICL. Be well. Bye-bye now.